It's the end of the line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We kick off with a lot of news in the banking arena. Bank of America CEO Kenneth Lewis says he will retire by the end of the year. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill today talking financial regulation. Marketplace's Alisa Roth is with us live from our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the retiring Ken Lewis. He was seen as a hero last year when he jumped in and saved Merrill Lynch from going the way of the Lehman Brothers. Now he's under investigation for that same deal. Remind us what happened.
Well, you remember he bought Merrill Lynch the same day the Lehman Brothers collapsed. So at the time, everybody thought he was this great rescuer, even if some investors said he paid too much. But since then, there's been a lot of discussion about the deal, particularly whether he misled investors when he let Merrill Lynch pay out these bonuses worth billions of dollars.
And we've learned since then Lewis himself had doubts about the deal at the time.
Right. Supposedly, both the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department pretty much said he had to make the deal go through or they'd push him out of his job. And the Treasury Secretary and the Fed Chair did reportedly offer to get B of A more government aid to offset big losses at Merrill Lynch.
You mentioned the Fed Chair. Ben Bernanke is talking financial regulation in Congress today. What is he going to say?
Bernanke is going to talk about how important it is to protect consumers from unfair and deceptive practices in their financial dealings. And he'll talk about how that's key to keeping people confident in both financial companies and the markets. The one thing he probably won't talk about is creating a separate agency to oversee those kinds of protections. It's an idea the Obama administration has put forward, but that Bernanke is not so keen on.
Marketplace's Alisa Roth, live in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks are off by 0.5% this morning. Asian markets were mostly lower, too, after Japanese manufacturers reported they've got too many workers. On Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ was flat, the S&P 500 and the Dow Industrials lost 0.3%. So the Dow is off 30 points to 9,712. For years, other countries have resented America's lead role in overseeing the Internet. Well, today there's a new regime in effect. It puts U.S. and foreign representatives in charge. As Ashley Milne-Tite reports, that has implications for those expensive domain names.
The U.S. works with the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. That's a mouthful for ICANN, the Internet's governing body. Now, more foreign representatives will help run the Internet. ICANN assigns domain names, and it's decided to make more endings available beyond just .com, .net, and .biz. Milton Mueller of Syracuse University says U.S. companies lobbied against that.
ICANN's decision was kind of thrown into the U.S. political system, where large businesses with brands to protect objected strongly.
But foreign representatives favor broadening the selection. It could lead to all sorts of dots, like .booze, .food, or even .ICANN. Still, U.S. businesses say domain names similar to theirs could force them to pay as much as $100,000 a pop to buy out cyber squatters. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace and Marketplace.org.
Yes, we've not gone to .booze as yet. It looks like the end of the road for the Saturn brand. General Motors was looking to sell Saturn to the Penske Automotive Group, but that deal has collapsed. So GM will shut down Saturn, and that means the end of 350 dealerships and as many as 13,000 American jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Some of America's biggest banks have announced changes to their overdraft policies, but that is not stopping Congress from considering a crackdown. Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What is bugging Congress?
Well, they're looking at overdraft charges and not liking what they see. Here's a little context, Bill. banks are expected to bring in about $38 billion this year from overdraft charges. That's more than twice what they were drawing in a decade ago. It's a very important revenue stream. And you think to yourself, okay, that's fine. They're offering a good service. You overdraw your account, they'll cover you for a fee. Everyone's a winner. Now, lawmakers are thinking, look, this would be fine if they were straight shooters. They're not, at least according to lawmakers. There's two practices they're focusing on. First of all, automatic enrollment. They are putting people into overdraft protection plans without even asking permission. So before you know it, you overdraw your account and they're charging you fees and you're saying, wait a minute, nobody asked me. The other one is the ordering of transactions. Right now, most banks do it from highest to lowest. In other words, your biggest bill gets paid first and then all the other ones follow. And that might sound okay, except for the fact that that biggest one chews up all your money if you're living paycheck to paycheck, as many people are right now, and suddenly all the little bills that follow get slammed with a fee.
But didn't some major banks just say last week they're going to change those policies voluntarily?
Yes, they did. They all stepped up, in fact, and said they have heard their customers' pain and they are responding, and that's why they're changing their policies. And yet when I asked, well, aren't you kind of responding to some of the pressure from Washington? They all said, no, 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 no. I find that hard to believe.
Okay, but David, you're at least glad they're making those changes for whatever reason, right?
I sure am. And most consumer advocates, too, will say, yeah, this is a good thing, but it's a baby step. Here's what they're not doing. They're not going to give you the chance to opt into the program. Instead, they make you opt out. Well, every study shows that an opt-out situation favors the business because most consumers can't be bothered to opt out. The other one, too, is the banks are going to continue doing the ordering of transactions from highest to lowest, which favors them over the customer, instead of chronological order, which would favor the consumer.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, capitalism may have one less thing to worry about. Michael Moore's latest film, Capitalism, A Love Story, opens this weekend. Moore says it may be the last time you see him ambushing CEOs to deplore their greed. He told the Fox TV station in Washington, D.C., his documentaries do not seem to be doing much good, and he'd really like to make an action comedy. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Visit us online. We've got a musical feature there called Recession Rocks, music to liven up your downturn at marketplace.org. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.